Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Executive Director of the Pella Historical Society, Valerie Van Coten, joins us on today's program to preview their upcoming holiday season activities.
Well, Val, fall means a lot of things here at the Pella Historical Society and Village and Museums. And first of all, before we get to some of your winter and holiday season programming, a tulip queen has been crowned, Olivia Vanderleest, and then the Royal Court of Mary-Kate Banstra, Isabella Baugh, Cameron Heiser, Emily Skuer. First of all, what's it like to have these ladies selected and ready to represent our community between now and tulip time?
Well, every year it seems to come a little faster, and I think people, especially from out of town, are surprised to hear that we choose our queen already in November, but there's so much that has to be done in the way of costumes and preparations and lining up performances and that kind of thing, and so it's wonderful to have these girls in place. We will officially get to know them in a couple of weeks. We sponsor a tea here at the Village for them and their parents, and so I'm very excited to get to know these girls.
And their first appearance comes as we kick off the holiday season here in Pella with the annual Sinterklaas parade and really the entire day. What are just some of the activities going on that first Saturday of December? Really a busy time in our community.
Yeah, Sinterklaas will arrive on Saturday morning, December 1. We invite all local kids and their parents and grandparents to be part of our parade. Meet in front of Schulte Church at 9:45 that morning, dressed in a Christmas-type outfit, and we will walk down together to the Tulip Tower where Sinterklaas will make his proclamation. And then Sinterklaas will go back to Schulte Church, and all the kids can come back, meet him, take pictures, and get a really nice little bag full of Sinterklaas goodies. So it's a great time of year to be Dutch in Pella.
And if people don't know what Sinterklaas means, maybe we should clarify, too. At the very simple, basic term, it's Dutch Santa, but there's a little bit more to that.
Sure. Sinterklaas comes on his white horse from Spain in the Netherlands on December 6th, or the eve of December 5th, and brings treats into the wooden shoes of all good children. So on December 5, kids should put out their wooden shoes, put a carrot in it for the horse, and maybe they'll have something the next morning in their shoe.
And here at the Historical Village, right around that same time, we'll be transforming from the typical Historical Village, which has all the great history and tradition here, and it becomes a winter wonderland, so to speak.
Yeah, it becomes all of our lovely tradition and history, plus Christmas lights and a lot of outdoor lighting, a lot of trees inside in the different buildings. There's hot chocolate and cookies being served in the bakery. We have a Sinterklaas mailbox out in our village. We encourage kids to pick up a letter for Sinterklaas here at the mill, or download one from our website, or just bring in one of your own and come mail it for Sinterklaas here in the village.
And on top of that, too, you have your annual holiday concert coming up as well.
We have the Lights at Night concert, which is put on by middle school students from Pella on Friday, December 14 in the evening at Schulte Church. It's always a great time. They've just come off a concert that they did the night before, and so they bring a lot of great holiday songs and cheer here to the village.
And this is the time of year where you're kind of winding down for the winter as well. So if people want to see the village, if they want to see these activities, they have until the end of December, because then you kind of go into hibernation, so to speak.
We do. Our last day will be December 30. We will close for the winter and open again around the middle of March. So if you're going to be here, have friends or family here over the holidays, come in that week before December 30 and take a tour.
And what are some of the things then that you and the staff here are typically working on from January through March, whether it be new exhibits, trying to get your staff bolstered up, and then, of course, preparations for our big festival?
Yeah, a lot of things are going on, even though we are closed to the public. Our business offices are still open, and Tulip Time is continuing to run in the background. We work on a lot of grants and things like that are coming up due in the spring. A lot of refurbishing and cleaning, deep cleaning, things we can't do during the year when we have people here. So it's a busy time for us, but yet it's a little different just because it's a little quieter.
Well, and you probably have a lot of time, too, to assess the ongoing progress of the construction and renovation projects here. We've asked you every time over the last couple months how things have been going, and I'm imagining things are still moving forward.
They are. Schulte Gardens are really coming to an end. By next spring, we'll be able to finish up some of the last things there. Sculte House work continues there. We're stripping off some of the damaged wallpaper. We'll be putting up reproduction paper. The electrical work is in its ending phases. The IRP House is just getting started. Next week, they're going to be beginning to take off the exterior paint, doing the tuck pointing, working on that. We just had a big tree taken down in the village that needs a little work, landscaping around that. So the Forging Our Future has gone ahead very well.
Well, in that Sculte House, I saw a recent social media post that you're making discoveries even now, finding new things inside of that home that is so important to Pella.
When we were removing some of the old paper, we knew it wasn't original paper. We guessed it was probably from the 1880s. And lo and behold, as we took some strips off, that they came off in giant chunks. And they had been lined with an old Iowa State Register newspaper from September of 1879. So our guesses were pretty dead on about when it was put up, but it was nice to have that confirmation.
Once again, that was Valerie Van Coten with the Pella Historical Society. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.